This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to another episode in the series of Forgotten Sunan. And we are very serious about reviving some of these forgotten sunnah. Today's sunnah is praying at home. What do you mean praying at home? Well, Abdullah ibn Umar ibn Khattab said in the sound hadith, which is agreed upon its authenticity, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, اجعلوا من صلاتكم في بيوتكم ولا تتخذوها قبورا, which simply means make some of your prayers at home. Don't you make your homes like the graveyard. What is the similarity between a home in which you don't pray and the graveyard? Because we're not allowed to pray in the graveyard. So the Prophet ﷺ said, homes are different. You should make some of your prayers at home. Explain further in another hadith, which is narrated by Zayd ibn Thabit, may Allah be pleased with him. He said, in Ramadan, when the Prophet ﷺ started praying night prayer after Isha, the companions started joining him until, mashallah, they overgrew the masjid. He saw the big number, so he decided to pray at home in his room. And he said, Ya ayyuhan nas, indeed the best of your prayer is the one which you pray at home, except al-maktuba. That explains a lot of things. Al-maktuba means the obligatory prayers. So the five daily prayers, it is best to pray them in the masjid, in congregation. And that is understood from another hadith, which is narrated by Abdullah ibn Umar, in which the Prophet ﷺ said, whenever you pray in jama'ah in the masjid, it is 27 times greater in reward than if you pray at shop or at home or by yourself. So when it comes to any of the five daily prayers, it is best to walk to the masjid and pray in congregation. And the opposite is true when it comes to the nawafil, whether the emphatic or non-emphatic sunan. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, for instance, whoever observes on daily basis 12 voluntary units, rak'ahs, we have discussed them so many times, the four units, two by two, before dhuhr, and two rak'ahs, two units, after dhuhr, two after maghrib, two after isha, and two before fajr. Did you keep count? These are 12 rak'ahs, nawafil. Whoever will pray on daily basis these nawafil, Allah will build a house for him in paradise. A question, is it better to pray the nafila at home or to wait until I go to the masjid? And then after I pray the fard, is it better to pray the nafila, the sunnah, after the fard namaz, to pray it in the masjid soon after, or to wait until you go home and pray it at home? Well, according to all the ahadith which I've been sharing with you since the beginning of this episode, it is always best to keep the nawafil prayers at home. And if you remember, when Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma spent the night in the house of Prophet Muhammad and his wife Maymuna, who is also Abdullah ibn Abbas' maternal aunt, he said he got up at night and he prayed tahajjud two by two. Then he reclined and he rested shortly. And then when Bilal came to alert him for the fajr prayer, he got up and he prayed two light rak'ahs. That was the sunnah before fajr. So the Prophet ﷺ used to pray even the two rak'ahs, the sunnah before fajr, at home. Then he would come out to lead the fajr prayer in the masjid. So what did we learn today? Increase praying nawafil at home, duha prayers. Unless if you sat in the masjid after fajr prayer, reciting Quran or attending a halqa, then wait until it is past sunrise and pray the two rakahs in order to secure the reward of performing Umrah and Hajj. Otherwise, any other prayer, including Jumu'ah prayer. You pray the fard in the masjid, then save the sunnah to pray it at home. This is better. But some people, unfortunately, when they go home, they forget. They get caught up with other businesses. In this case, do what is better for you. Like if you're afraid that you will get busy, you will forget, then pray it in the masjid. Otherwise, the preference is to always keep the nawafil at home. May the Almighty Allah accept from all of us and guide us to what is best. And until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.